Got you locked in on Fresh FM 102.9. That was the Toela Sprayer by Nesty C right here on Fresh FM. Now, I did promise you a special guest in studio. Joining me right now, live in the Fresh FM studio, is Caitlin Thron.
Yes, that's correct.
Ah, there we go. I did it.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, and you, Arthur?
I'm fantastic. Now, before we dive into why you're here, I'd like to bring you in on the conversation we're having earlier today. Okay. And today we'll talk about sleepovers. Right.
Okay.
But now sleepovers as adults. And the question is, what happens at the sleepover with adults? And I'm talking about friends. Relax. Get your mind out of the gut.
Okay, 100%.
But what would happen at the sleepover with adults? And are adults even allowed to have sleepovers at the big age?
Well, in my perspective, I do think adults can have fun with sleepovers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the thing of how you do it.
Yeah.
Being comfortable with one another, but always knowing the boundaries.
Yeah.
That is one thing I would set out to every adult having sleepovers. Strict boundaries and keeping it as chilled as possible.
Yeah. Yes. Now, we did post this question on our WhatsApp as well. And Victor, all the way from Tumib, has this to say.
Good afternoon, guys. No.
Definitely agree with him. No.
Fair enough. But now let's dive into why you're here. Now, first, before we even jump into that, let's start with you.
Okay.
What do you do? I know you do a lot because I know you.
Yes.
But let's let listeners know what you do.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I am Caitlin Carly Thron. I am in my final year at UNAM. I'm studying drama and theater arts.
Wow.
I am a choreographer and dance teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I also do gigs and I am a freelancer.
And you're a singer as well, by the way.
I am a singer. I forgot I'm a singer as well.
I remember the first time I heard you sing. I didn't like watch you live, but there was a show and it was sold out. So I had to stand outside. I was listening to you sing, and I must say your voice is fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
And I just love what you're doing. I mean, with yourself. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but your art, you know, your drive, the way you do things is fantastic. Your dancing is so cool.
Thank you.
Tomorrow you're going to be hosting an event.
Yes, that is correct.
And it's essentially diving into a conversation that most African parents really need to listen to. Because
100%.
A lot of them are just like, you want to be what? A dancer?
Yes.
Not an engineer, not a doctor. So let's dive into that. You're an artist now.
Yes.
How did that conversation go with your parents? Are they supportive? Did you want to go one direction and then you had to change? Let us know the story.
Okay, this is something I love to express myself.
Mm-hmm.
I come from a musical background, so both my parents are singers.
Oh, wow.
Very musical. My dad has all his trumpets, his saxophones piled up in our own music room. So my parents, they voted for me 100%. Grade 12 came and I was like, music. And they were like, music it is.
Mm-hmm.
We take it and we run with it. And I did not have any two doubts about it.
Mm-hmm.
Reading music was definitely very difficult because I started with a diploma in music.
Okay.
And then forth, I built myself. Okay, dancing is there, but what about music? Music is everything. We sing, we dance. But reading it, understanding it, that was something very difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was something beautiful because my grandfather was a conductor.
Wow.
Yes, my grandfather was a conductor.
Okay.
And I was blessed to have his music he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I was at UNAM's choir.
Yes.
I was at UNAM's choir. So understanding music, listening to music, analyzing music was something I'm like, yay, let's do this. So I literally breathe and love music for what it is. Yes.
Exactly. I have one question that I'll ask you, but then you can answer it after we take a short break, right?
Okay.
And it's, what about the dynamic of art and music? Do you value that you notice other people just don't necessarily like?
Oh, that's a beautiful question.
Ne, pay me. I'll send you my invoice. We'll take a short break right now. Let's quickly check in with Vilvicha Health Training Center, and then we'll be back with Caitlin. You're still locked in on Fresh FM 102.9 on a beautiful Tuesday. And I always say the best thing about Tuesday is that Monday is no more. Friday is just around the corner. And we have Caitlin in studio.
Yes.
Now let's dive back into it. Now, Caitlin, I did ask you, what's that one thing about the dynamic of art and music and that just the spectrum of art itself that you value that most people don't?
It's actually a beautiful question. Now having to hear it again.
Mm.
Having to work with different artists, you see how they appreciate, how you appreciate, and how someone else appreciates music. And one thing that stands out for me is the evaluating of music.
Mm-hmm.
Having to decompose it and listen to the different elements, the different sounds, how you listen, what you are interpreting with the sound.
Mm-hmm.
And that in total is a wow from me.
Yeah.
Because what I listen to the shakers. I hear that more.
Mm-hmm.
But then Arthur would hear the bass is kicking it more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I hear that too. And then someone else would say, oh no, but I hear the drums being the most of it all.
Yeah.
So having to analyze and listening to the detail mm-hmm. of the song is something that's very profound for me in music.
Wow, thanks. Yes. I like that one. I like
you
that
do?
One. Yeah. Now let's dive into tomorrow's event and exactly yes. that. Bring different perspectives into one room. You know,
yes.
You have Adriano Versace coming through.
That
you
is
have
correct.
Angelina, that is Tashia,
yes.
Angie as well coming in. And it's diving into what exactly?
Okay, so because this is a school project, we had to identify problems in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And without a doubt, I knew exactly what our community needs. And that is a different perspective, a different outlook on performing arts.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, the question came to me, can performing arts be a lucrative career, not just a job
yeah.
in Namibia? How, as you said, our parents these days, they don't see it as a lucrative or a sustainable
yeah.
career. And that just brings me to the point of, how can I service this? How can I bring this into the community to shake it up a bit? And with the dialogue, the moderated, deliberative dialogue, I thought bringing vast expertise, artists, they can literally come and delve with us their challenges,
mm-hmm.
the financial aspect of it,
yeah.
because that's basically what it's all about. It's not all about the money,
mm.
but we need this sustainability
yeah,
in Namibia.
It's very important, yeah.
Exactly. So with the amazing artists on the panel,
mm-hmm.
and I also have Helena Ngai Fiwa
yes.
as the moderator.
Okay.
I believe that all these strong artists can make the change. They can bring the change. And with that being said, I will also be entertaining
mm-hmm.
our audience, the guests, with something meaningful, something they can take, they can grasp, and have hope. This whole event is hopeful, optimistic, it's vibrant. So at the end of the day, everyone can walk out and say, oh wow, but there is a possibility of making this a sustained career.
Exactly.
Yes.
Now, I mean, you have these renowned, you know, well-versed artists
yes.
Talking. I'm going to have this dialogue at the event. But what do you think with reference to art? I know you've taken this step. You didn't
yes.
have any doubts. You said, hey, I'm jumping in
yes.
head first into this.
Yes.
What do you think about, you know, art in Namibia? You know, do you think it's a lucrative, you know, way of living? Do you think people can live from it?
Yes.
Because recently we had, I think it was last year,
yes.
I think we had two incidences of where I think two producers were not able to maintain themselves, you know.
Yes.
They went out there looking for help to find, you know, because
mm-hmm.
these are big producers that
yes,
produced 100%. Songs that we all know, you know.
Yes.
But then it was so sad to see them in such positions as well.
Yes.
So would you say it's a lucrative way of living? Do you think it's possible?
Well, thank you for the beautiful question. yes.
Yes.
In my perspective, yes, it is. And I've been in the industry for the little of 5 years.
Sure.
And being a student, juggling the two
mm-hmm.
is not easy. That is one thing we all have to understand. It is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
But then also touching a little bit on the discussion for tomorrow night,
mm-hmm.
we would like to bring in different streams of income.
Okay.
Now, different streams of income is one of the possible ways you can make performing arts a lucrative career.
Okay.
And what I mean exactly is you can be a singer, you can freelance, at the same time you can be a teacher at a school. At the same time you can teach music. You see, so there's different small doors you can open or keep them open, let them flow. And at the end of the day, yes, you do have a lot of things on your plate, but it's all about how you juggle it, how you maintain it. And the little 5 years that I have experienced in this industry, it makes you grow. And to be honest with you, when I finished my diploma in music, I did not see myself as an actress. Not in a million years. But because I wanted to open that specific door that I want to get a stream of different income, I told myself I can do it. And with the willpower, I made it work. I made it work. So you do need a lot of drive, yes, but if it's your passion, if you see yourself somewhere out there, it's a nothing. It's not that big of a hassle for you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Now, I have one more question before we let you go.
100%.
I think we live in an age where, you know, I think we live in an age of consumerism where everything is fast-paced, but things have changed from back then. And there's a lot of new, and we deal with a lot of new artists that, you know, want to start making it big in the music scene. And most of them, their chat is, I must get a record label, you know, I must find a manager and all that jazz. And I think we've shifted into the world, even like with digital streaming platforms, where you are basically you are the manager, you are the booking agent, you are the producer, you know, you are everything at once. And what do you think about the shift in the world of you know, how art and music and acting and all this jazz was done before? As compared to now, and how can one that is trying to do art as a way of living, you know, dive into this different spectrum of things rather than holding on to stuff that are, you know, primitive, but also maintaining, you know, the culture within that sphere?
Wow, I do believe in finding your base, meaning you have to know where you're coming from. And for me, I had the opportunity to do or diverge into our old music back then, and analyzing how people made music, how they struggled to produce music, and having to see or analyze how they did stuff and how things are done now, it's a complete jump, to say the least. And what I've seen is if you are an artist at the moment, yes, you should be your own manager. You should manage yourself. You should be able to produce your own stuff. But if you look at the way we do things now as musicians, you actually touch everything someone else does not have. In simple terms, you can always build yourself on how to make a mix, then finding someone else to make a mix. You can always advertise yourself. That's how you build your muscle in, and you become so independent. And that's what I mean with you're touching all spectrums of life or what people do, because you get someone that only does marketing, and you get somebody that only does producing, and then you get someone else that only does mixing of music. But in today's life, you can touch it all. And that is what our industry needs. We need independent artists. And I would say it's a bonus for us. And it is something we can do. And I think maybe something we lack in our community as artists is learning from one another. Learning from one another. How do you do that? I also want to learn that. Building each other to the top. So yes, that's my perspective on it.
Wow, I like that. Thank you so much for
that. Not a problem.
And with that said, Caitlin, thank you so much for joining me in studio. It's an honor and a privilege, I must say. I think I've learned a lot more today.
Thank you, Arthur.
And to all the listeners, if you'd like to be part of the chat, I mean, this is just, you know, the the tip of the iceberg.
Yes, 100%.
It gets much, much deeper tomorrow at the FNCC. 6:30 is entrance?
That is 6:30 for 7.
6:30 for 7 is entrance, and then they'll take it away at 7 o'clock, 7:30.
Yes, 7:30.
Exactly. So make your way. It's free entrance.
It is free.
I love those things.
And there's free food. Oh, come on now. How? Who wouldn't want to miss? All you have to do is come and sit down and indulge in the presence.
Ne, free entrance, free food. What more can we ask?
Exactly.
That's my favorite thing in the world. With that said, if you would like to be part of your journey, if you'd like to follow you, if you'd like to, because I follow you and I see the cool stuff you're doing, you know.
Thank you.
If there's our listeners who would like to follow, maybe, you know, they are looking for an actor, how do people actually be part of your journey?
People can be part of my journey on the platform of Instagram. Mm-hmm. Instagram is where I thrive, and my handle is C-A-I-T-I-E-S katies.c, and there you will find me and my craft, what I do on the daily, my aesthetic. And you can also find me on my number.
Okay.
081-450-7264.
That said, now thank you so much, Caitlin, for joining me once again in studio.
Thank you.
I will see you tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm not coming for the performance. I'm coming for the food. I'm joking.
Yes, please do come for anything.
But we will definitely see you tomorrow. If you did miss the chat, you can catch it on our website. That's at www.freshfm.com.na, because I think we have a lot to learn from Caitlin.
Oh,
Caitlin, thank you. Have yourself a wonderful
day. Thank you so much, Arthur.